Thank you. Hello, everyone. Oh, they don't have to speak to that.
Just you. Just you, you know.
Sometimes it's better to say nothing at all.
Hello, Mrs. Booker.
I'd like to call to order the Fluvanna County Board of Supervisors meeting on April the 8th, 2015. If you would stand with us and we will say the pledge and then a moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First on the agenda, I'd like to have this agenda adopted, please.
So may.
Second.
All right, it's been moved by Mr. Weaver and seconded by Mr. Ullenbrook. The adoption is nothing added and nothing deleted. I'd like to open the first public comments. If you'd like to speak to the board, we do have a public hearing later on, so if you want to speak to the public hearing, wait until then. But if you want to speak about anything else to the board, please come to the podium. Give us your name and your address, and you have 5 minutes to address the board. Do we have anyone? If not, then I will close the first public comment. Presentation, we have our fiscal year 16 budget CIP update by our Director of Finance, Mr. Eric Dahl. Good evening.
Good evening, Madam Chair, members of the board. We're here this evening to have the public hearing for the FY16 CIP budget and tax rates. But before we get into the public hearing portion of it, we just want to go over just a couple budget updates, just kind of a few loose ends that, you know, just kind of during the process that have come up. Nothing that changed the budget dollars or anything like that, but just maybe some decisions that the board needs to make or just be aware of. So throughout the whole budget process, we've been talking about defunding certain items within the CIP, and the number that was being used for a while was $605,000. $100,000 was defunded probably, it was February 4th, it was for an ambulance or chassis, and so that formal action has already been before the board. Now we still have the $505,000 of projects from the Pleasant Grove Restroom, Picnic Shelter, Potable Water. There is a second ambulance replacement and then county vehicle replacement. So what we had spoke about was defunding these projects and moving those items back to fund balance. The actual formal action for this will be on your April 15th agenda item to do so. But we recommend out of these actually only putting four of the items into the out years, because when we talked about taking them out, we never really spoke about, okay, well, does the board want to put those items into the future years of the CIP? So what we did as just kind of a placeholder is not the $505,000, but $405,000 less the item in the red, the county vehicle replacement, because we already have some dollars in 17 for county vehicle replacement. We figured that we could manage with that. So what we did within the CIP is we designated an additional $405,000 in FY17. Now, as you remember, FY17 is just kind of a planning year and a placeholder. So once we get to, you know, the next fiscal year, then we can, in the board can decide if they want to keep those in 17 or move those to out years. But like I said,
cancel them
as well. But like I said, those are just a few loose items that we really never had any direction on the board of. So we just felt that just moving them to FY17 would be the best bet, and that's those four top items in the black letters, the 150, the 35, the 45, and then the 175. Mm-hmm. And if the board's fine with that, we'll proceed with that.
Okay, any questions? Anybody have any questions about that? Or?
No.
Does that make sense?
Okay. So So what we originally had when we had this previous slide, it was showing the $5,594,804, but now that we're moving the $405,000 back in, it's going to be for 17, it's going to be $5,999,804. So just to kind of show you how that changes FY17. Like I said, we're not changing any any, you know, budget dollars or anything like that in the 16 budget. And then just a few other items of discussion. The county and the schools have been in conversations and talks for quite some time about the county acquiring the wastewater treatment plants for the schools. Just the schools are probably better suited to educate, and the county has more resources that could better manage those wastewater treatment plants. So after some meetings with the schools and the county, and we're still kind of working out some of the formal agreements, but dollar amounts were given to us from the schools on what they calculate it takes to operate those wastewater treatment plants. The dollar amount equated to $40,000. So what we were planning on doing is planning a transfer from the schools to the county on July 1, 2015. Of those wastewater treatment plants. Now, you don't have any formal agreements before you yet, but we plan on getting those to you prior to the fiscal year starting. And like I said, we plan on having the formal agreement to you on the May 20th agenda. So what we had planned on doing is within the FY16 budget, like I said, that's kind of within current budget dollars that are there right now, was reduce the school's appropriation by $40,000 and then move that $40,000 into what would be the facilities budget, because that's the facilities budget is the department that's going to be handling the servicing of those treatment plants.
And I take it that's about what the school's spending right now.
Yes.
The $40,000 is exactly what schools are spending.
Yeah.
They did a budget review. We reviewed it with them, so did Mr. Stevens. Yeah. And so the $40,000 is what they are spending on contract services and supplies and chemicals and things like that.
Myself, Mr. Stevens, and Mr. Winkler, we all sat down and we went over, you know, just some of the phasing of this and the dollars. So the schools are fully aware of this $40,000 okay. figure. It's nothing that's a surprise
and,
or
and in
or
the something. Future, it may forget the fact that prices increase. It may actually decrease a little bit, because once one of our staff members has the appropriate level of certifications, they'll be doing the reviews and screening on that, and so now they'll be with that certification. I think we've already built into budget the pay bump for that with that level of wastewater treatment plant certification. Mm-hmm. But we still may be able to save a little bit of dollars over the contract costs of the service we can have.
And one thing that we felt was a good thing to do too is Mr. Stevens felt that he'd need a couple $1,000 extra above the $40,000, and after speaking with Mr. Nichols, we figure we could get that $2,000 from within the existing budget. What he would like to have happen is during the transition of those wastewater treatment plants, the schools have a vendor right now that's doing some of the servicing of those. Well, he would kind of like to have Mr. Smith with Fuzzy kind of mirror what they're doing, just to kind of get up to speed on what it takes to keep those plants going, kind of learn the ins and outs from the current provider that's doing servicing on those wastewater treatment plants.
Okay. So where's that $2,000?
We figured we could get it from the health insurance wedge that we have right now.
We had $8,500 in your budget. You'll see there $8,400 and some change in the health insurance wedge. That was there because we were waiting to see what the change on health insurance was going to be, and it was there because it was kind of leftover dollars as you move things around. We just put it there as a wedge. It also was to cover the dollars from the health savings account that you approved, the $76 per month that anyone that got the health savings account would get. So that would come out of there, but we don't think we're going to use all $8,400 of that. So essentially, it's really just a wedge pot of money that would go back into general fund. So.
Well, you've got not to make this any more complicated than it need be, but you've got $5,000 that was set aside from Human Resources Department, set aside for awards and recognition.
The same amount as last year.
I know. Can we take $2,000 from that and offset that difference? Not the $5,000, $2,000. And since it's probably not going to be used anyway, and leave that money that's in the health insurance spot. I mean, if we end up hiring more employees or have to hire an employee, or there's any changes, that'll leave that sitting in there for a buffer.
Well, it would, it won't stay there. It'll go to personnel contingency, because that's where the dollars are for additional personnel coming on board. So I wouldn't recommend you take it from health resources or human resources, but you all can direct us how you want.
Yeah, if the board has recommendations on where, like I said, the $2,000 was just kind of a placeholder amount of money right there. You know, it wasn't unknown. But if the board has recommendations on otherwise, we can do that. But like I said, we're not changing any overall budget dollars. We're just working within the existing $68,312,005 budget. So we're not changing anything like that. But that's a decision for the board to make.
Do we need to talk about that too? That now I think it should stay according to the recommendation by the county administrator and the health. Anybody else have anything?
It's dollars. Yeah, it's dollars from one spot to another spot. Right. It's still going to be in the total.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want to. I just made a suggestion. I don't want to quibble over a couple grand.
No. Right. Okay. So I think
the dollars that are set aside for staff programs have been there for the last 3 years, and we don't do anything other than that, other than the staff appreciation lunch that we do annually out of that, unless it comes to the board anyway.
Right.
So
okay, so we just let it stay as suggested.
So the board is okay with those recommendations.
Okay.
And then just kind of one last item to discuss before we move on to the budget and tax rates. And
I'm sorry, one thing.
Yeah.
And these will be, we're going to have formal motions for these on your agenda next week, because these motions and the CIP motions will be first on your agenda next week before you get to budget adoption.
Well, we're not going to need formal motions, because these are part of the budget itself. So.
Yeah, but I want something documenting that they move, that we're moving the $40,000 from one to the other, because it wasn't part of the budget originally. So I need the board to approve the $40,000 change from one to the other.
You want a paper trail now?
Yes.
We'll
figure it out for
you. Can you put up another one of these out and post it before we make a motion on the new budget? That way, all the money's in the right spaces.
Sure. That's the intent.
And then we don't have to make a motion.
Tell you that.
Then we don't have to make a motion. We just make a motion on this form.
Okay.
And then it's covered.
I'll figure it out between now and next week. I'm going to put a motion on the agenda because I need a paper trail for this, and it'll take care of it. But it will be changed on your report for sure.
Yeah.
We just need to make sure that you've approved dollars going from one to the other in advance of the formal agreement coming back to you for approval between the schools.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
And then just one last item to resolve and just get confirmation from the board on is the 2% salary increases for state support agencies, DSS, and whereas the county's planning on doing the 1.5% county raise plan, it's been confirmed from the state that DSS can take the 1.5% increase without
the 2%.
Yeah, without the 2%. And like I said, I think that's just kind of a discussion point for the board to make sure that's the
well, they decided to take the county raises into the future. That was the original agreement. Wasn't that it, Rob? That you had that document?
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, they can do the 1.5.
Yeah,
okay.
Do the 1.5.
That takes care of, and whatever happens in the future.
In fact, if I'm not mistaken, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're going to get the 2% anyway, right?
And no.
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 Okay.
No.
They had a choice.
No, 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 no. I.
See, with the county, you got the 1.5. The state said 2%. And you went with the county.
Right. But the state's still going to send the 2%.
No.
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 Virginia Public Social Services said that they don't have the authority to withhold any funds. The General Assembly has charged Virginia Public Social Services to give all the local agencies 2%, but the local agencies don't have to give a 2% increase. Mm-hmm. They can just give a 1.5% increase and leave the other 0.5% in the budget. The only thing is, if we're questioned, we have to be able to justify why we get given 2% increase. And if the board of because the board of supervisors says everybody gets the same thing,
that's why
we have, then that's a reasonable justification.
Right, you chose the county.
That's why I brought it up.
That's the first we've heard of it.
Yeah, I knew about this.
That's not the same as before, but if that's the case, fine.
It's not a problem. It's not a problem.
It's not a problem. It works.
No, I don't see it a problem either.
But it needs to be, still, it needs to, y'all, we need to be clear.
Yes.
We need to be clear, because even that may be a bump in the road.
Well, I'm sure Ms. Mabe's correct. If that's correct, it's the first we've heard of it from the county side, that's fine.
Yeah.
As long as we're not dinged that it has to go to pay and personnel, because that's what the original thought was, is that you didn't have a choice, it had to go there unless you did not accept it.
Right.
If it can be applied to someplace else in budget and doesn't have to go to pay, dandy. That's
that's wonderful.
That's fantastic. But
that helps
that's
us.
The first, we'll have to just get with Ms. Bailey.
No, no. The important part is that we can do that 1.5%.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
right.
That's, yeah.
So that's great.
Just to keep everybody on the same page. That's
great.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So
that's really kind of the last of some of the discussion points and some of the loose ends to tie up as far as pre-budget stuff. And I guess right now we can, if there's any other questions on any of that, if not, we can go into the budget public hearing portion.
Right, we can go into the public hearing, which is anybody have a question?
No.
Everybody all right?
Gotcha.
Okay. Public hearing is fiscal year budget CIP update. Not the update, but the real budget. This be an operating budget, and the fiscal year 16 to 20 CIP. And you're going to do that, Mr. Dahl, or Ms. Marion?
Sure.
Y'all switch on me.
I know. We'll keep you on your toes.
It's just interchangeable, huh? Okay.
I think your 10 minutes are up.
Now we're going to discuss the FY16 CIP budget and tax rates. These were all, these advertisements have been out to the public in the Fluvanna Review for multiple weeks. So just to kind of go over the public hearing topics are the FY16, FY20 capital improvements plan, the FY16 operating budget, and then the FY16 tax rates. This was the slide that I just showed you a little while ago regarding the capital improvements plan. Like I said, FY17 has the new revised number of the $5,999,804. FY16, let's start at the top, FY16, $1,735,498,000. We were going to defund 605,000 existing projects, so it's really only going to require about $1 million of new fund balance funds to fund this FY16 capital projects. Then we got close to $6 million for 17, projected $9 million for 18, $4.3 million for 19, and then $2.1 million for 2020, for a total of $23.2 million. Like I said, that's just obviously 17 through 20 are just planning figures, but based upon department requests, that's what they're requesting going forward, and that'll change as fiscal years come and go.
Yes.
What do you estimate that amount is going to be borrowed, or that we will actually have it in revenues? Or have you not looked that far ahead?
Are you talking the $6 million?
Yes.
I mean, honestly, Mr. Weaver, I mean, we don't have, after this year, we're not going to have $6 million in fund balance to do all that. So it would either have to be a combination of some debt, if the board wanted to do it all, some debt and some fund balance.
Or defer.
Keep deferring.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, some of the projects, and I don't have them right off the top of my head, but maybe I think Mr. Nichols has a link if we want to go in there and look at them. I don't remember what specifically is in 17. I think there's a couple larger dollar items in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pull it up and show you here. You've got the current copy in front of you. So the 17 column has all those items on it. And this only shows the 5.5 because it doesn't show the additional four items that we just talked about. Mm-hmm. So it'll actually be 5.9. But if you go down through there,
biggest one's instructional technology for school and infrastructure.
Yeah, what was that?
1.2.
Yeah, so as you see right now, for...
And that's actually, that's 2 years worth of funding.
I'm sorry?
That's actually 2 years worth of funding, right?
You're talking about the school?
Yeah, because from then on...
It was in this year, but got...
Right.
So that's, that number's a little deceiving.
It was 600.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, there were some items that were in the FY16 column that we just kind of pushed out to 17, we just couldn't fit it into...
Right.
It just was so realistic to do this.
Proposed in 16, 600 next year.
Right.
It was 600,000 on a continuing basis, but you all haven't decided, how and when to fund that yet, and so it just got moved out as a placeholder. But there are many of those items that just got slid out. Now, some of the items, like the county reserve for, the county reserve maintenance fund, we did not slide that money to the out year. That was the 100,000 we just dropped, because we already have the capital reserve for next year for maintenance fund, and then the same with the vehicles.
81 through
that 100,000.
81 through 85 is.
Yeah, about 40% of the FY17 budget is the MRR, maintenance, repair, and replacement projects. Right.
All the things from the brown line down.
Yeah, existing infrastructure and replacement items.
Yeah, I really hate to mess with that in the future, because it took a number of years to get that in line with replacements.
I think the Planning Commission recommended to take that $600,000 out.
Yes, they did.
Yes, they did. But you all just never made a decision on it. And because you didn't, we slid it over, and you agreed with what we had in the column. We made a couple changes to it. But so rather than not now trying to back up and discuss, this will be their starting point for next year's discussion, for 17's discussion. So,
and then I think the big item for 18 is there $2.8 million for the Abrams building renovation,
right,
if the board decided to...
And that would certainly be debt financed, because...
So by the time we get to 2016, we don't know what we'd be doing. So, I mean, that's a long...
Exactly.
Let's just get 2016.
Yeah, and 2017, you will have...
Thank you, sir.
In the spring of 2017, you will have a little bit of bolus of increase, probably because there will be a reassessment coming in due that year, and you may see some impact of that, whether it's a current tax rate or a different tax rate. So, but again, it's not going to be $2 or $3 million. It'd be maybe several hundred thousand. But
okay.
But lots of decisions to be looked at for the future, for
right.
sure. But at least you've got a 5-year run on this now, and a 5-year planning run on your operating budget. And as the years go forward, now we'll start refining,
right.
And when we find out something that works best for Savannah County, we'll implement that for that line item, and then just carry it through.
Okay.
One thought I had on just speaking of refinements, but it'd almost be nice in each of the general categories to show the percent change as a subtotal in itself. So, there was a 20% change in general government, for example. Roll up the category.
We could do it up here, sure.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Next slide.
That kind of gives you a...
I think the next slide has that.
Oh, does it? Okay, great.
I
gives a snapshot of which departments were impacted the most one way or another.
It's not broken down. I have that somewhere else, so I can get that for you.
Before next week's board meeting, we will have those percentages on there, and you'll be able to see that. What gets a little confusing, let me just go back to the document for a second. What gets a little bit confusing is that if we start putting numbers on this line, it just gets a little kind of odd. So what we'll probably do is probably just put a number in like a gray box there.
Yeah.
That'll be the overall. And so each subheader will have like a gray box with a percentage there, rather than running numbers across, because you could see, you can get a total on if we need to.
Right.
But otherwise, it'll just get kind of eye strain. So I'm just going to mark that up now just to...
Excuse me. Just a quick overview of the budget, governmental, capital, and enterprise summary. This list right here was provided in the newspaper, the Flavanna Review, and it just shows what the adopted FY15 budget was versus what the current proposed FY16 budget is, the increase, decrease, and then the percent change. Like I said, we had that broken down by governmental, capital fund, enterprise, and then we have total revenues and expenditures. And as you can see, adopted budget last year was $80,105,825, and proposed currently was $68,312,005, and primarily the largest decrease was due to capital projects. So we did a lot of
big work. I think your finance director and management analyst need a huge bonus for cutting $13 million out of your budget for you. So
wow.
We want to have that discussion.
Yes, we do actually, but maybe by tonight.
No way to home.
So we wouldn't want to ask, but never mind.
So that's the basic breakdown, just as a real 50,000 foot view of the budget and the overall budget dollars. As you see, governmental, we're going up, we're increasing governmental revenues, and that's primarily due to the tax rate increase, and then expenditures are going up also. Capital fund, both revenue expenditures going down, and then enterprise fund going down also. So overall, it's close to a $12 million decrease in the overall budget dollars. And just looking at what the current versus proposed tax rates are, the FY15 adopted budget was based upon real property at 88, public service, 88, mobile homes, 88 cents per 100, personal property, $4.15, and machinery and tools at $2, and the board's proposed 0.899 for both real property, public service, mobile homes, and an increase in personal property from 415 to 435, and machinery and tools stays the same at $2.
And you'll recall that the real property equalized rate is actually 86 cents.
Yep.
Based on the reassessment.
Mm-hmm. Based upon it was a 2.1% increase in reassessment values.
And I think this represents like a 4.7% increase from 86 to 89.
Right. Wow. And just a reminder, next week, next Wednesday, April 15th at 7 p.m. is the FY16 budget adoption, the budget, CIP, tax rates. I will open up the floor for the public hearing now if there's any comments.
Okay, I'd like to open up public hearing for the fiscal year 16 operational budget and the fiscal year 16 through 20, year 20, CIP. If you'd like to speak to the board concerning the fiscal year 16 budget, please come to the mic, give your name and your address, and you have 5 minutes to speak to us. Okay, I will close the public hearing. Come back to the board. Y'all ready for any discussion, motion, whatever?
Yeah, won't need a motion tonight.
No, that's right.
Yeah, the other items we showed you were just prelims. We'll have those reminded for you. Those numbers will be included in your budget for next week before you get ready to adopt.
Okay. All right, very good. Now, do we have any unfinished business?
We have some more students today.
It's just the part.
We're not doing any of that today.
What?
And there's no unfinished business. There's nothing.
It's on your end of it. Okay. Why do you have it on my agenda?
It's always on the agenda.
Yeah. Ms. Book. It's always on the agenda.
It doesn't say there's anything. It's just a placeholder.
I was just going to say, I know this probably is not unfinished business, but you have more students here tonight.
I do.
These four young ladies right up here. In
where
the middle.
They're in the
two
middle.
Right in the front, and then two right behind them.
I just talked with them, and they told me, welcome, students.
They even brought their teacher with them tonight.
Oh, they did.
That's
where's
Mr.
the
Face
teacher?
Over there hiding.
Oh, yes. Welcome. Thank you all for coming. Come next week.
Next week.
Come back next week. Okay. Do we have any new business?
That's Tap Jr.
Okay, we are open up for the second public comments. Anyone would like to comment on anything to the board? If not, I'll close the public comments. Mr. Weaver, we go into closed meeting.
Madam Chair, I move that the Fluvanna County Board of Supervisors enter into a closed meeting pursuant to the provisions of Section 2.2-3711-8.1, Section 2.2-3711-8.3, Section 2.2-3711-8.6, Section 2.2-3711-8.7.
Wow.
Of the Code of Virginia, 1950 is amended for the purpose of discussing personnel, real estate, investment of funds, and legal matters.
All right. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. It's moved by Mr. Weaven, second by Mr. Bryant. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Then we will move into a closed meeting.
They started talking baseball, too, and Mr. Payne came to the room last night.
Okay. All right.
Subsection C4.
All right, we are going back in open session. Mr.
Yes,
Weaver.
Ma'am.
Madam Chair, I move the closed meeting to be adjourned and the Fluvanna County Board of Supervisors convene again in open session. Be it resolved, the Board of Supervisors does hereby certify that to the best of each member's knowledge, only public business matters lawfully exempted from open meeting requirements under Section 2.2-3711-A of the Code of Virginia, 1950 is amended, and only such public business matters as were identified in the motion by which the closed meeting was convened were heard, discussed, or considered in the meeting. A second and recorded vote needed.
All right, I have a second.
Second.
Second, okay. Mike?
Aye.
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 Chair, aye.
I love it.
Aye. That's 5-0. May I have a motion? Yes,
one,
sir.
No. Probably not next week, but the week after, I'll do a presentation on the JRWA funding. The interim agreement with Faulkner was approved yesterday, too. So the dollars I talked about before that will be fronted by both counties for the engineering will then be paid back to the counties in the debt service. We've got those figures now, so I'll
do
that
in a brief table. Okay. Okay. All right.
It's $7.25 between the two counties, so $3.50 between the three.
All right. Very good. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
You do.
Second?
Second.
All right. Moved by Mr. Bryant, second by Mr. Weaver. All in favor?
Aye.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Oh,